我们感谢主，我们能够为主来劳苦。
We really thank our Lord that we could labor for Him.
啊，今天我们可以在这里，稍微的 relax 一点啊。
So tonight we could relax a bit.
但是我们在主面前，我实在觉得，我们可以外面轻松，但是我们里面不能够放松。
But before the Lord, I really feel that outwardly we could relax, but within our heart we should never lack.
因为我们实在看到，今天我们是在属灵的征战当中。
Because we truly see that today we are in this spiritual warfare.
而且属灵的事情啊，我们属灵的追求，多少时候我们不进则退。
And regarding spiritual pursuit and spiritual matters, if you do not progress, you simply draw back.
所以我每次来到这里跟弟兄姊妹一起交通的时候，我里面都很得着激励。
So every time when I come here to fellowship with you all, my heart is so encouraged.
因为我们实在看到这里的弟兄们、弟兄姊妹们是非常严谨的跟随主。
Because I truly see the brothers and sisters here are so soberly, strictly following our Lord.
因为我们实在知道，在属灵的路上，如果我们有任何的掺杂、任何的妥协
，Because we know in a spiritual journey, if there is any compromise, if there is any impurity,
好像外面好像宽松一点，好像路宽一点的时候。
As though we are more relaxed outwardly, and as though the road for us seems to be broader.
但是我们就回过头来看到，这些草木禾秸还是要拆掉。
But as we turn back and look at all these things, we recognize that all the wood stubble will be taken away.
所以我们实在看到在属灵的路上。
Therefore, in spiritual path,
我们是看到是。没有不能够有掺杂，不能够有妥协。
We see that there should never be any compromise nor any mixture in it.
因为属灵的建造是要耐火，能够存到永远的。
Because spiritual edification has to be able to endure fire, and that will last forever.
所以这次有两次的机会跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So this time I have two sessions to share with you all.
在过去一段日子里面。约翰福音的信息一直在我的里面，虽然读过以后，但是好像没有停下来。
In the past days, the message of the gospel according to John, although I have read it, but it seems that the message never stopped.
所以这一次我愿意跟弟兄姊妹从约翰福音13、14，或者是稍微提一提17章。跟大家有一点的交通。
So this time I would like to fellowship on John 13 and 14, maybe briefly mentioning on 17.
好不好？我们就先来读一读13章前面的17节。
So first of all, we would like to read the first 17 verses in chapter 13 in the gospel according to John.
或者我再讲一点，就今天我们重点是13章。
Maybe I should put it this way. Tonight's emphasis is on chapter 13.
明天呢，我们重点是看第14章。
Then tomorrow's emphasis will be on 14.
好，我们现在从13章一开始开始。
Now we'll start from the beginning of chapter 13, verse 1.
逾越节以前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
吃晚饭的时候，魔鬼已将卖耶稣的意思放在西门的儿子加略人犹大心里。
And supper being ended, the devil, having already put an into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
耶稣知道不已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God,
就离席站起来，脱了衣服，拿一条毛巾束腰。
Rose from supper and laid aside his garment, took a towel and girded himself.
随后把水倒在盆里，就洗门徒的脚，并用自己所出的毛巾擦干。
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel with which he was girded.
来到西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”
Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, Lord, are you washing my feet?
耶稣回答说：“我所做的，你如今不知道，后来必明白。”
Jesus answered and said to him, What I am doing, you do not understand now.But they you will know after this.
彼得说你永不可洗我的脚耶稣说我若不洗你你就与我无份了。
Peter said to him, You shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I do not wash you, you have no part with me.
西门彼得说主啊不但洗我的脚连我手和头也要洗。
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head.
耶稣说凡洗过澡的人只要把脚一洗全身就干净了你们是干净的然而不都是干净的
Jesus said to him He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet but is completely clean and you are clean but not all of you
耶稣原知道要卖他的是谁所以说你们不都是干净的
For he knew who would betray him therefore he said you are not all clean
耶稣洗完了他们的脚就穿上衣服又坐下对他们说我向你们所做的你们明白吗
So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, Do you know what I have done to you?
你们称呼我夫子称呼我主你们说的不错我本来就是。
You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am.
我是你们的主你们的夫子尚且洗你们的脚你们也当彼此洗脚
If I then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet you also ought to wash one another's feet
我给你们做个榜样叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做
For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you
我实实在在地告诉你们仆人不能大于主人差人也不能大于差他的人。
Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him.
你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
我们再看第33节开始。
Then we'll read starting from verse 33.
小子们呢我还有不多的时候与你们同在然后后来你们要找我但我所去的地方你们不能到。这话我对犹大人说过如今也照样对你们说。
Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me and as I said to the Jews, where I am going you cannot come. So now I say to you.
我赐给你们一条新命令乃是叫你们彼此相爱我怎样爱你们你们也要怎样相爱
A new commandment I give to you that you love one another as I have loved you that you also love one another
你们若有彼此相爱的心众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了
By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another
西门彼得问耶稣说主往哪里去耶稣回答说我所去的地方你现在不能跟我去后来却要跟我去
Simon Peter said to him Lord where are you going? Jesus answered him Where I am going you cannot follow me now but you shall follow me afterward
彼得说主啊我为什么现在不能跟你去我愿意为你舍命
Peter said to him, Lord, why can I not follow you now? I will lay down my life for your sake.
耶稣说，你愿意为我舍命吗？我实实在在地告诉你，鸡叫以先，你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered him, Will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, The rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times.
我们圣经暂时就读到这里。
We now pause here from our scripture reading.
我刚才跟弟兄姊妹讲到，最近约翰福音的信息一直在我的里面。
I just mentioned to the brothers and sisters here that recently the very message of John constantly resides in my mind.
我们都知道，约翰福音第一章那里告诉我们说，生命在他的里面，这生命就是人的光。
We know in chapter 1, John says, In him was the light, or the light was the light of man.
我们看到到约翰福音中间第十章第十节告诉我们说，主耶稣说我来了是叫人得生命并且得得更丰盛。
And in the middle of the gospel according to John 10:10, the Lord says that I have come so that they may have the life more abundantly.
那到了约翰福音最末了，到了二十章三十一节的时候，
Toward the end 20 and 31,
说但记这些事是要你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
This is recorded that you could believe in the name of Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God, and by believing in him, you will have eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，我们都知道，约翰福音里面重点是讲到耶稣是神的儿子。
Brothers and sisters, we all know the very emphasis of the gospel quoting John is that Jesus is the Son of God.
明天我们在14章里面我们会讲到主耶稣在这里特别是说我所做的事信我的人也要做并且要做比这更大的事情。
And in John 14, tomorrow we will share on that Lord Jesus says that the things I do, you will do who believe in me and do greater things.
我们是主在地上做什么呢？
And then we would ask, what is that the Lord did on earth?
那一章下面一句话14章13节是说是叫父因儿子得荣耀。
And in 14:13 that so that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
我们就是看到主来到地上。
So we see that the Lord came to the world.
在约翰福音里面特别讲到他是神的儿子。
In the Gospel according to John, it speaks especially that he is the Son of God.
或者我们温习一下，我们知道在其他三卷福音书中里面。
Maybe we should have a quick review on this in other three Gospels.
其他三卷书里面讲到我们的主是君王，是仆人，是人子。
There they speak about Lord.As the king, as the servant, as the son of man.
这都是神要得着的人。
And this is the man that God wants to gain.
也透过这三方面说了我们的主是怎样的一位主。
And through these three perspectives, we could understand what kind of Lord he is.
那另外呢，也只是主是这样的主，那主对我们的要求也是这样的。
In addition to this, since the Lord is the Lord as such, and then it's the same demand that he is calling us to.
但是我们看到约翰福音呢，
And here we see John.
是讲到约翰福音是讲到耶稣是神的儿子。
The book of John speaks that Jesus is the Son of God.
他好像那个比其他三卷书讲得更高。
As though this book seems to be higher than that spoken of in the other three books.
那其他的三卷书里面讲到是君王是仆人是人子，我们好像已经够不上了这个要求。
The other three books talk about Jesus as the king, the servant, and the son of man. Even with all this, we think we cannot catch up.
那约翰福音讲到耶稣是神的，耶稣是更高，我们更摸不上了吗？
And if the gospel according to John speaking of Jesus as the Son of God, isn't it that higher to which we simply cannot reach?
但是我们感谢主，就是因为有约翰福音。
But we really thank the Lord because we have this gospel according to John.
因为这里告诉我们是叫我们因他信他是神的儿子，因他的名而得生命。
Because it speaks that because we believe in His name, He's the Son of God, so we will receive life.
所以第一章就告诉我们，这个生命它是生命在他的里面，这生命就是我们的光。
So in chapter 1 we read, "In Him was life; a life is the light of man."
我们就看到。他要做我们的生命。
So we see here, he wants to become our life.
所以神 与人当中这个桥梁
So the bridge between God and man
人与人当中这个联合就是根据这位是神的儿子做了我们的生命
And the connection between man and man、they're all based upon the fact thatThe Jesus, the Son of God, now has become our life.
神跟人当中一切的难处，就因着这位是生命的神的儿子做了我们的生命，而一切的关键问题都解决。
And because this Jesus, the Son of God, has now become our life, so all the problems between us and God have now all been taken away.
好像前面三卷书。讲到神的要求
The first three gospel books speak of the demands from God.
约翰福音呢讲到他的所事跟所做，然后说出他作为我们的供应。
And now the gospel according John speaks of Jesus, of his person, his works, and he's our very provision.
他做我们的生命
He is our life
去满足神对人的要求
To satisfy the demands from God on man
约翰福音一章第七节十七节说恩典和真理都是从耶稣基督来的
So here John 1:17 Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ
我为什么要讲这些话
Why did I have to mention all these?
因为我们在这里一直是讲到我们不但只得生命，而且要得得更丰盛。
Because we constantly talk about the fact that we receive the life and even more abundant.
只有我们得着这个丰盛的生命，我们才能够把神在人身上的要求活出来。
Only after we have received this abundant life, then could it be possible that we actually live out this life?
父在独生子的身上得荣耀。
God is glorified in His only begotten Son.
他也要在他的众子的身上得着荣耀。
He will also be glorified among His many sons.
怎么样能够活出神在我们身上的心意呢
？How could we live out the very will of God on us?
就是让这个生命能够在我们身上丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理的，那样实际的活出来。
We need to have this life being lived out in concrete way, so in full sense of His grace.
所以从约翰福音从第一章到第十一章
So from
耶稣的所作跟他的所事
From chapter 1 to chapter 10, they speak of the Lord Jesus' person and His work.
讲到神耶稣所行的神迹
All the miracles that Jesus performed
透过他所行的神迹是一个记号叫我们认识他是怎样的一位神的儿子
They serve as signs to tell us what kind of son of God he is
透过他所说他的所事我们认识他是怎样的一位神的儿子
Through who he is and through his words we know what kind of son of God Jesus is
而且我们认识这位神的儿子的生命的大能是怎么样的大能
And we come to know what is the great power of this Son of God
然后这个生命因着我们信耶稣叫我们因他的名就得了这个生命
And by his name that we now receive his life
然后我们从怎么样把这个生命活出来
Then how shall we live out this life
所以到了约翰福音十二章的里面
When we come to John 12
二十四节那一句很关键的话
John 12:24 There is this critical verse
因为麦子若不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒若是死了就结出许多的籽粒来
Unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies it remains alone but if it dies it produces much grain
当我们知道这一粒麦子就是我们的主
Of course we know thatThis one grain is our Lord Jesus.
他为我们死了，然后要结出许多的籽粒来。
He died for us, and he produced so many, much grain.
就是叫我们看到他是如何的进到死，然后释放了生命。
It shows us that how he entered into death and released life.
我们就看到我们就得生命。
And then here we see we receive life.
所以到了十三章的时候
，When we come to chapter 13,
主耶稣知道他离世归父的时候到了。
Jesus knew that his hour had come, that he should depart from this world to the Father.
他说他爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end.
就是他是完全的爱我们。
He loved us so completely.
然后他就讲，就开始，我们一看到从十三章到十七章。
So from chapter 13 to chapter 17.
是主上十字架以前。关起门来对他门徒讲的话跟有的祷告。
This is the Lord of Jesus and his prayer toward his disciples behind the doors.
向他门徒讲的临别的话。
And this is a farewell message.
不是对外面的犹太人，因为不再对犹太人公开讲，因为他们不信。
He did not speak to the Jews.He did not speak to them openly anymore because they did not believe.
所以就开始对他们讲这些的话。
So Jesus started saying these words.
我觉得在十三章里面啊，好像是讲了提到三件事。
I believe that in chapter 13 it mentioned three things.
提到两个门徒啊。的事情。
It mentions the matters of two disciples.
那他然后呢还有呢就讲到主耶稣为门徒洗脚。
And then, the third thing is, it mentions that Lord Jesus washed disciples' feet.
我自己觉得当他讲到十二章因为麦子这个生命释放他要为我们死这件事情之后
I personally feel that in chapter 12 when Jesus talks about a grain of wheat dies to the ground and dies so the Lord would release this life.
他就有更具体的要告诉我们这是几章里面得生命并且得得更丰盛的这条路。
And then in a very concrete way he shows us what is the matter of receiving life and more abundantly in chapter 13.
所以14章他开始讲到他是道路真理生命。
And in 14 the Lord mentions that he is the way, the truth and the life. He mentions this way.
得荣耀的路。
The way of receiving glory.
得生命丰盛的路。
The way of receiving a more abundant life.
他在讲这之以前
However, before the Lord speaks of all these,
他就插进了十三章
Chapter 13 is inserted.
十三章我自人看来是主要告诉我们在得生命得到更丰盛这条路上先要除去这个障碍
I feel that chapter 13is that the Lord is saying to us that before we get to the way of receiving life more abundantly, there is something, an obstacle that needs to be taken away first.
就是要除去，就是要我们这些人放下我们自己。
That is, we have to let go of ourselves.
好像十三章所记载的这条线呢，是主要门徒从实际的这三件事情上面去认识人的自己。
The line recorded in chapter 13 enables us to really come to know ourselves through the things written in it.
好，那我们就现在来看看。
So let's now consider chapter 13.
我们首先看到讲到两个门徒。
Here first we see two disciples mentioned.
就你看这一下。花了很多篇幅讲主为门徒洗脚。
The Bible spends a lot of passages talking about washing disciples' feet.
然后跟着讲这两个失败的门徒。
And then it continues with the two failed disciples.
一个呢是犹大。
One is Judas.
一个是彼得。
The other is Peter.
我想弟兄姊妹，你很少把彼得跟犹大放在一起。
Brothers and sisters, I suppose that seldom you would connect Judas and to Peter.
当然，他们两个实在是不一样。
Of course, they are two totally different.
但是
But
我们今天要看到在认识人的自己上面
Today we need to know that in the matter of knowing man himself
在这两个门徒的失败上面我们也看到有一些相同的原则
In the failure of these two disciples we seem to see some principle that runs through them
所以主就把这两个门徒的失败记载在同一章的里面
Therefore the Lord records the failures of the two disciples in the same chapter
我们首先来看看犹大
So let's first consider Judas
当然犹大跟我们不一样对不对
Of course Judas is different from us, right?
因为我们很清楚的知道啊，从在福音书里面啊，我们看到犹大他这个人在约翰福音六章六十四节那里告诉我们主耶稣说只是你们中间有不信的人耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他谁要卖他
It's crystal clear that in the Gospels such as in John in 664 it records that Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who did not believe and who would betray him
啊，第七十节第六章耶稣说我不是拣选了你们十二个门徒吗但你们中间有一个是魔鬼耶稣这话是指着奸恶人犹大说的
Chapter 6 verse 70 Jesus answered them Did I not choose you the 12 and one of you is the devil He spoke of Judas Iscariot the son of Simon
所以我们首先知道犹大这个人是不信的
So first of all we know that Judas was not a believer
但是我们现在来看一看他是来跟从主的门徒主把他放在十二门徒里面
But now we consider the fact that he was one of the 12 disciples who followed the Lord
所以我们在这里看到犹大来跟从主
Here we see that Judas following the Lord
他的问题是在于他的动机不单纯
So the very problem with Judas is that he had this impure motive
他的动机是什么呢
What is his motive then?
他来到主面他的动机是得利益
He came before the Lord His motive was to gain some interest
你看到在十二章里面他讲玛利亚用香膏膏主时候他就在那里大发异梦对不对
In chapter 12 we read When Mary anointed the Lord with the alabaster pure spikenard and Judas was there making all his wild comments
啊，他说何必用这么贵的东西呢打破这个玉瓶啊这个香膏值那么多钱我们可以周济穷人嘛
this pure fragrant oil was worth so much money why did you bother to break the flask why don't we use the money then to help the poor
你看到他是一直在那里是怎么他管钱的然后呢是你们告诉他说他是个贼
he was in charge of money
偷钱的
he was in charge of money and the Bible says he is a thief stealing from
him 所以我们看到他的动机从头到尾是看到这个钱的
So we see his motive from the beginning to the end is on money.
我们就看到当他跟从主是为了利益。
So we know that he followed the Lord for his personal gain.
所以最后他为什么会卖主呢
And in the end, why did he betray the Lord?
因为他跟随主的目的就是为了得到钱。
Because the very purpose for his following the Lord is to gain money.
所以最后他看到哎呀他跟错了。他这个投资啊这个 wrong investment
In the end he said Oh he made a mistake This is wrong investment
他以为耶稣会做王啊耶稣做王他可以混个大官来做做嘛对不对
He thought Jesus could have been a king Then he could be appointed as some high officer
啊他说这次王啊亏本了
And then he said No this, I am wrong I'm going to lose
所以这个我不能做亏本生意
I cannot make a business
最后有个机会
So this is my last opportunity
魔鬼就利用了他这个心他就卖主
devil used his heart in such a way that the Judas betrayed
the Lord.
So today, as we see that when we come before the Lord,
我再说, 我们跟犹大不一样, 因为我们是信主的, 我们是有生命的。
Let me mention once more that we are different from Judas because we believe in the Lord and we have his life.
但是我们看到, 如果我们是为了己的 interest, 己的利益,
But if we follow the Lord because of the very interest of ourselves,
弟兄姊妹, 在我们跟随主的上面, 这个东西会叫我们有一天被绊倒。
Brothers and sisters, in the journey of following the Lord, this very interest of ourselves will one day cause us to stumble.
弟兄姊妹,你看到吗?
Brothers and sisters, 今天我们跟犹大不一样, although we are different from Judah today,
多少人来到 主民的路上,他走了一段路,他走不上去,他虽然是得救了,他走不上去。
But there are so many people that they are walking the spiritual journey for a period of time, and then to the point they cannot move any further.
因为他来跟随主是为了己的利益。
Because when they come to follow the Lord, it's for their selfish interest.
为了己的好处。
For the very profit of their self.
多少时候我们看到在属灵的追求上面, 人的自己永远是我们的完全。
So many times as we see that in spiritual pursuit, man's self is always a very obstacle to following the Lord.
个人的表现是不一样的。
Each individual's manifestation on this point is different.
或者个人抓的那个东西可能不一样。
Maybe the very thing everybody's trying to grasp is different.
有的人是为了得到神物质上的祝福。
Some people want to gain the material blessings from God.
有的人是要在这里做一点事业。
Others want to achieve certain accomplishments.
有的人是要达到他做善事、做好人的这个工作。
While others want to fulfill their work of charity, doing good.
但是我们看到，只要是我们为了己。 来跟从主的话,
but here we see, as long as we follow the Lord on the basis of self,
我们走到一定的路程,
after a certain journey, then you will come to the point that you cannot follow on anymore.
犹大的卖主,
the betrayal of Judas
是为了己的利益。
It's for the very interest of himself.
彼得,
as opposed to Peter,
在这里, 主说, 我所去的地方你们不能去。
When the Lord said to him, the place where I'm going, you cannot follow.
彼得在这里说, 为什么我不可以去?
And Peter replied, why is the Lord, I cannot go?
主在这里告诉, 彼得在这里跟主说,
and here Peter said to the Lord,
为什么我现在不能跟你去? 我要因为你舍命啊。
Lord, why cannot now follow you? I will lay down my life for your sake.
耶稣说, 你愿意为我舍命吗? 我实实在在地告诉你, 鸡叫之前你要三次不认我。
Jesus answered Peter, will you lay down your life for my sake? Most assuredly, I say to you, the rooster shall not crow till you have denied me three times.
主为什么把这一段话
Why do our Lord have to insert this passage in chapter
13?
Because here we see the same principle.
犹大卖主,
Judas betrayed the Lord because he did this for his own interest.
彼得为什么在鸡叫之前他
And Peter, why did he deny the Lord three times before the rooster crowed three times? And it's also because he loved himself more than he loved the Lord. He should have denied himself.
英文讲得很清楚, 因为主告诉我们, 若有人跟从我就当舍己。
Because the Bible says it so clearly that if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself.
舍己就是否定你自己。
Deny yourself.
但是彼得却否定了主的名。
But here, Peter denied the name of the Lord.
今天你看到吗? 今天多少时候我们应该否认我们自己, 否定舍我们自己。
Do you see it here? Today, so many times we should have denied ourselves.
但是我们多少时候为了我们自己，我们舍了主。
But how many times for our own self's sake we deny the Lord?
从原则上。
In terms of the principle,
这也是卖主。
This is also betraying the Lord.
因为我们是主用他宝血所买赎回来的，我们是属于他的人。
Because we were bought by the Lord's precious blood and we belong to Him.
我们为了我们自己的缘故，爱我们自己的缘故。
For ourselves' sake, because we love ourselves.
我们多少时候，我们把主放在一边。
So many times we simply lay the Lord aside.
我们客气的时候，我们向主请个假。
Very politely, we might say, Lord, may I please be excused?
什么叫做为主请假？
向
主请假。
What does it mean to be excused?
原则上，主啊，你现在不要做我的主一阵好不好？我自己做主好不好
？You're saying, Lord, right now at this time, don't be my Lord. I want to be my own boss.
对不对？你请假就是这样，因为主他是一直要做你的主嘛。
When you're making this excuse, it's because of the fact the Lord should be your Lord all the time.
你说主啊，我现在暂时向你请假，其实好听了，就是暂时叫主不要做你的主。
And you're saying, Lord, just for this time being, may I be excused? But this is a very nicely wrapped word, but you're saying, Lord, don't be my Lord now.
其实你那个时候你就把主赶出去。
Right at that time.You kick your Lord out.
在你的生活里面，在你的工作里面，在你的家庭里面，在你的生命里面，你把主，你说不赶出赶，你说把主请出去。
In your life, in your work, in your family life, you wouldn't dare to drive him out, but very politely you show him out.
原则上
，But
你在这个时刻，你也是卖主。
In principle, at this very moment, you betray the Lord.
因为他应该是你的主，你不让他做你的主。
Because he should have been your Lord, but you would not allow him.
所以在跟随主属灵的路上。
So in this spiritual journey, following the Lord.
犹大是为了利益卖主。
Judas betrayed the Lord for his interest.
彼得呢？
What about Peter?
蛮有热心，蛮有信心的跟随主，对不对
？With all this zeal and faith, he followed the Lord.
他说：“主啊，我以舍命，我也要跟着你啊。”
Lord, even though I have to lay down my life, I will follow you.
你说他是多么有自信
？Don't you say he is so self-confident?
弟兄姊妹，我们看到越是这样的彼得。你看他的失败就越厉害。
The brothers and sisters, we see it here. The more Peter shows his self-confidence, the greater failure he will experience.
鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
The Lord said, "Before the rooster crowed, you will deny me three times."
这叫我们看到什么
？What does this allow us to see?
主叫彼得看到，他要跟随主，他就要放下他的自己。
The Lord wanted Peter to see. In order to follow the Lord, Peter had to let go of himself. It's not Peter should have loved the Lord more than himself.
主还叫彼得叫他看，他要真是放下他的自己。
And the Lord wanted Peter to know that he really had to let go of himself.
放下他的自以为是，自以为义。
Forgo his self-righteousness and thinking he was all right.
所以我们就看到，在属灵的跟随的路上，主叫我们透过门徒的这些事例，叫我们去认识一下人的自己是怎么一回事。
So in the spiritual pursuit of this following the Lord, that the Lord showed us the failures of his two disciples, so we could come to know our very selves.
然后我们就回到第十三章里面，花很多的篇幅讲到主为门徒洗脚这件事情。
And then we come to a big portion of this whole chapter 13, and it speaks of the washing disciples' feet.
我们的主在这里 啊，做一个很具体的榜样，叫门徒知道怎么样跟从他。
The Lord Himself being a very concrete example, showing His disciples how to follow Him.
主做了一件啊，把秩序颠倒的事情啊，替门徒洗脚。
The Lord did something that seems to be in a reverse order. That is, He washed His disciples' feet.
好像透过这个颠倒秩序的事情，叫门徒更深刻的能够体会到其中的意义。
But through this matter of reversed order, the Lord enabled the disciples to understand God's heart so poignantly.
这个洗脚这件事情里面很深的属灵的意义。
There is such a deep spiritual meaning to this washing disciples.
我们第一个要看到的、就是、
The first thing we need to see.
今天跟从主最大的障碍是己。
It's that the greatest hindrance to following the Lord is man's self. Because men just love to lift themselves up.
喜欢把自己放在别人的前面。
They love to place themselves before everybody else.
有的人虽然外边没有表现出来。
Some people outwardly may not show so.
但是呢，他心思里面也隐藏着这种的想法。
But hidden in their thoughts, they do hold this kind of thought.
所以主在这里就先做了一件事。
So here the Lord first did one thing.
脱掉外衣，拿毛巾出腰，倒水在盆里，完全是一个仆人的样式。
That he put aside his garments, took a towel, girded himself, and he poured water into a basin. All these things were done by a servant.
然后他们的父亲，他们的主。为门徒洗脚。
And then their teacher, their Lord, washed the disciples' feet.
然后我相信这一件事情，叫他们以后想骄傲也骄傲不起来。
And this very matter so impact on them, allow them not to be proud, even though they wanted to later on.
只要他们记着这件事情，他们想自己自高自大都没办法。
As long as They remember these things, even though they want to be self-conceited, want to be haughty, they couldn't do it anymore.
我实在在主面前要看到这件事，我们能够在主面前谦卑下来。
Before the Lord, I hope we all could see this. Could we humble ourselves before Him?
不单单在侍奉上面难处少了很多。
If we could, then not only in our services, so many of the obstacles will be diminished.
就是在属灵的追求上面，难处也解决了很多。
Even in the spiritual pursuit, many of the hindrances will be dissolved.
你看到那些真正追求主的人，一定是在主面前谦卑。
Do you see this? All those who truly follow after the Lord, pursuing after the Lord, do humble themselves before the Lord.
今天我们的问题是什么?
Today, what is our problem?
我们好像昨天传福音讲的，我们有很多。
It's just as I said in yesterday's gospel preaching that we've owned so much.
不一定是钱很多。
Not necessarily money.
不一定是学问很多
Not necessarily our knowledge
也不一定是道德很高
Not necessarily the high morals we have
但是很可能有很多这些东西
But it's very possible we have all many other things within ourselves
所以以至于我们对于属灵的事情我们没有胃口
To the point that we lost appetite to spiritual matters
因为我们觉得我们有
，because we feel we have them all。
上个月我在安徽去了有几天。
Last month I went to the province of Anhui in China for several days。
我跟一些农民，就是准备是一面是做农民，一面做传道人的弟兄们有三天的聚会。
I had two or three days gatherings with these brothers and sisters. They were peasants on one hand, on the other hand, they preached the gospel.
跟他们讲主的话。
And I shared God's word with them.
我里面 很受震动。
And in my heart, I was so shocked.
当我去到那里的时候，我就问那个带头的啊，我说，我来跟你们讲啊，是哪一方面的啊啊比较好？我跟你们需要啊哪一方面的啊信息？
My mind was so moved because as I first went there, I asked those brothers in charge and said, what shall I share with all the brethren? What are the better messages I should preach?
这个弟兄很严肃地跟我讲。
And this brother, in a very serious manner,
他说我们什么都需要
that,
你讲什么主的话我们都得帮助。
We need everything. Whatever word of God you might say will help us.
我后来就在发现他们这些人都是传道人。
Later on, I realized all these brethren were preachers.
其中有一天晚上有四个人来找我。
At one night, four of them came to see me.
那我就稍微了解一下他们的情况。
So that I could come to understand some affairs about them.
他们这几个人是在河南一个地区的。
All these four brothers came from the province Henan.
他们说我们有六十位同工在一起。
And they said, well, altogether we had 60 co-workers.
我们有二十五个聚会点。
And we have 25 gatherings.
我们有一千多的弟兄姊妹。
And 1,000 plus more brothers and sisters.
原来这几位是那一片里面带头的。
And these four were the leading brothers among all those.
如果他们召集这三十几个人，不是一般的，都是那些传道人里面不带头的。
And these 30 plus brethren at the meeting were not rank and file brothers and sisters. They were the leading brothers.
每天要我们聚会六个半小时。
Each day we had meetings. Six and a half hours.
他们一个就坐一个小板凳。
They were all sitting on a very small bench.
我每次看到你们这个聚会，你们的椅子太舒服了。
And every time I see all the seats here, oh, yours really have easy.
然后呢，早上三个半钟头的中间应该休息半个小时。
And in the morning, three and a half hours of meeting, there should have been a half an hour break.
所以讲了两个钟头以后呢，我们就休息啊。
So after 2 hours sharing, we took a break.
因为我们大家就在那个小房间里面。
Because we were in such a small room.
就是面对面。
Facing each other.
休息的时候呢，我要去厕所，他们厕所都不用去的。
Even though I wanted to go to the bathroom, but we weren't allowed.
No, 他们都不去的，只有我去。
They would not go, except me.
所以我去了一下回来，我对着他们对着我面对面。那我说就不要休息，我就继续讲吧。
So after I was done with my business, I came back to them facing each other. So I said, "All right, let's continue on."
你就看到他们里面那种渴慕。
So you could see that longing desire in their heart.
我就是发现，而且他们你讲什么，好像你很容易讲，有的地方你讲到很辛苦的，讲来讲去讲不出来的啊。
So it's very easy to share with them because sometimes I go to different places. No matter how I try to preach, that it seems that it just speaking to a stone wall.
因为他们是很渴慕。
Because they have this longing desire.
所以我就明白这个弟兄是什么意思。他说你讲什么，我们都需要；你讲什么，我们都得帮助。
And now, then I realized what the brother was saying that.Whatever you say, we need it, and that would help us.
他不是讲我啊。
He wasn't talking about me.
是因为他们里面有渴慕。
It is because they had this desire in their heart.
他们讲主的话的时候。
So whoever said the word of God,
他们里面就把它吸住来。
They just took it all in.
你看到他们从人的角度来讲，他们的服侍。很不错的。
So from man's point of view, their servicing was really doing very well.
我们也没有六十几个同工啊。
We don't even have 60 plus workers.
我们也没有一千多的弟兄姊妹啊。
Nor do we have 1,000 plus brothers and sisters.
但是他们就是那么谦卑的来到你的跟前。
But they were so humble coming before you.
然后你就看到为什么呢？
And here you see why.
我会发现他们每个人的收入一年大概是400块。
And later I realized that the annual salary of everyone was about $400.
啊，就这些农民。
All these peasants.
他们没有许多。
They didn't have much.
今天我们有很多。
Today we have so much.
我不光是讲到钱的问题。
I'm not only talking about the matter of money.
他们那里没有一个是好像是高中毕业，都是初中程度。
And there, none of them have received high school education, probably just middle school.
啊，他们那里啊，那对着我讲话呢，好像都不敢讲话。他们说我们乡下人呢，看到你们这些外面来的人，我们不知道怎么跟你们讲话。
And they would not speak to me, saying that we're just a countryman, and you as somebody coming from abroad, we don't know how to talk to you.
但是我们看到他们没有，但是他们里面有一个谦卑，有一个渴慕，是我们没有的。
Even though materially they had not much, but there is something, that humility, that longing heart, which we don't have.
那我跟他们讲到属灵的事情，我觉得他们有悟性。
When I spoke these spiritual matters to them, I know they have this understanding.
后来我们发现在他们当中呢，有我们所谓这个基督学坊里面的学生有六位。
And later on, I realized there are six of them. They are actually students of our
Academy of Christ.
Academy of Christ. 我们
在网上教圣经的。
And Academy of Christ teaches the Bible on internet.
我就发现他们四个人已经四年就毕业了。
And these four brethren graduated in 4 years.
在我们当中，四年毕业很难的，因为我们的功课很多的。
In ourAcademy, it's very hard to graduate in 4 years because we have so much work.
他们这些初中程度还要做一点农务的这些传道人，他们这种环境底下可以四年毕业。
And they're just the middle schoolers, and then they also had to take care of their farming, and they graduated in 4 years.
我就发现，我实在觉得我自己非常的。You're very humble before them. 这英文的话啊。
And I really feel I'm so humble before them.
这些弟兄姊妹，他们一方面好像他们觉得这么没有，但你觉得一方面，他们是那么有。
On the one hand, these brethren did not seem to have much, but on the other hand, they seem to have so much.
我就发现他们是这样，他们是因为他们放下他们自己。
And I found it to be so because they had let go of themselves.
他们没有
They did not have
任何的东西能够叫他们自己高抬自己的
They did not have anything which could lift themselves up.
所以我们看到他们不单在人的面前你说他们谦卑他们实在在属灵的事情上面有悟性
So not only are they humble before man, but in terms of the spiritual matters, they do possess this understanding.
可是今天主在门徒的跟前做了一件事情。
Today, at this time that the Lord did one thing before his disciples.
叫他们要放下他们自己。
That is to tell them to let go of themselves.
因为你知道这些门徒啊，知道有人要洗他们脚。
You knew that these disciples understood that somebody would wash their feet.
因为在当时的习惯，在当时的生活，需要有人给他们洗脚。
Because in the custom of those days, and because of the life necessity, they need someone.
今天我没有说我们要拿个盆来洗脚啊。
Today we don't get a basin and wash our feet.
因为我们在生活上没有这个需要。
Because in our living, we don't have this kind of necessity.
你们不洗呢，你们大家好像大家还可以忍受你们的脚的味道啊。
Even though you do not wash your feet, I guess people could put up.
因为在当时他们是穿着这些的 sandals 啊，这些拖鞋、草鞋，然后外面的地都是泥。
But In those days, they wore sandals made of straws, and you have all the muddy roads.
所以当他们要进来坐席吃饭的时候，
so、
那个脚一定要洗干净，不然的话没有办法的。
When they came to sit down to dine, then they had to have their feet washed.
所以那一天正好，我相信主的意思啊。没有仆人，没有侍女给他们洗脚。
I believe this is the Lord's will that on that day no servants would do this.
那主跟他的门徒们坐坐席，这些门徒，我想你看我，我看你。
As the Lord sat down with the disciples and these disciples looking at each other.
哎，就说啊，为什么我要给你洗脚
？Why is I should wash your feet？
为什么你不给我洗脚
？Why is it can? Why is you? Why is it that you don't wash my feet？
啊，我觉得有的时候啊。我们在一起配搭服饰，越是平辈啊，越难彼此顺服。
And I feel that when we work together, especially among those of our peers, then we feel it's very hard.
如果我们都是年长的，我们顺服我们还容易一点啊。
Because to those who are older than we feel it's easy to obey.
但是我们彼此，我说我跟你差不多，可能我比你信主还久，我圣经也比你熟，为什么我要听你的？
But among our peers.I have believed in the Lord longer than you. I've known the Bible better than you. Why did I have to submit myself to you?
而且我们对于属灵的事情，很多时候我们不领会主的意思。
In so many of the spiritual matters, we really do not actually get the meaning of the Lord.
讲到洗脚的事情。
In terms of this washing of feet,
主头一件事叫门徒们要学习，要放下他们自己。
The first thing the Lord points out that is that you need to let go of yourself.
不单只是外面要谦卑下来放下。
Not only outwardly, you need to humble yourself and then let go.
而且主在这里做说要你们要彼此洗脚。
But the Lord here is saying that you have to wash each other's feet.
他说，我是你们的主，是你们的夫子，尚且要洗你们的脚。
Now I, being your master, your teacher, wash your feet.
所以你们也要彼此洗脚。
Therefore, you should do so all to wash one another's feet.
哦，他说，主说第十五节说，我给你们做个榜样，是叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
Verse 15, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you.
那主说，我实际上是告诉你们，仆人不能大于主人呐。
Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master.
然后他说得更清楚，说你们既然知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
And then the Lord put in an even more clear way, saying that if you know these things, blessed are you if you do them.
我们实在看到今天我们是喜欢别人服侍我们而不喜欢去服侍人。
Today we really see the fact that we love others to serve us and we don't want to serve them.
我们今天多少时候是主教我们要彼此相爱而不是彼此的妒忌。
Today, the Lord has made it clear that we need to love one another, not to be jealous of one another.
就是有的时候你不知不觉呀，就在对于某一些弟兄姊妹，你就起了一些的妒忌。
Brothers and sisters, there's so many times unwittingly you just become jealous of some brothers and sisters.
我不知道，希望你们没有啊，希望只有我们才有这种问题啊。
I hope this does not happen here. Maybe it only happens in my gathering.
因为主是叫你们彼此相爱。
Because the Lord says love one another.
但是你越是跟你接近的一些，越是跟你配搭一起的，一起长大的弟兄姊妹，你很多时候不知不觉就里面就有了这个 competition， 有个竞争，好像。
But it's so unwittingly that, especially among those who have grown up.Spiritually together with you, those who co-work with you, then you just have this competition between you and them.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现这里面你就会闻到不是生命，而是肉体。
And here you do not smell life, but instead flesh.
所以我们读圣经，我们祷告，我们追求，我们服侍。
Even though we study the Bible, we are a pray, we serve, we pursue.
但是 我们多少时候我们没有看到主为我们所行的榜样。
But so many times we do not see the very example the Lord has done for us.
我在想主为什么要做这个榜样。
Now let me say it again, why the Lord wants to set this as an example?
因为主讲讲道理我们就应该听了嘛，对不对？主才是会讲道的嘛。
As long as the Lord preaches, we would listen since he is such a good preacher.
但是主知道我们光讲讲道理我们还看不见听不到。
But the Lord knows that simply preaching that we won't be able to see.
他要真正的做一个榜样实行活化在我们的跟前。
He himself has to set an example and make the teaching vividly shown before us.
然后叫这些门徒亲身给主洗一洗脚叫他们记住。
And he wants his disciples to remember that his Lord himself washed their feet.
使他们终身难忘。
So that they would not forget it all their lifetime.
因为这件事情主觉得在门徒身上是太重要了。
Because this very matter in the Lord's heart is so very important.
彼得在这里又讲话了。
Now here we see Peter spoke again.
主要洗他的脚。
When the Lord was about to wash Peter's feet.
哦，彼得说：“哎呀，主啊，你永不可以洗我的脚啊。
”And Peter said, "Lord, you should not wash, should never wash my feet."
耶稣说：“你若不，我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
”And Jesus answered that, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
哦，就是你看到洗脚。这件事不单只叫门徒学习彼此放下自己谦卑。
Now, so see, brothers and sisters, do you see that this washing disciples feet not only ask the disciples to let go of themselves to become humble.
而且不单单是说明在犹太人接待客人这是一个礼仪。
This does not only point to the very etiquette that when Jews received there are travelers.
啊，不单是表示欢迎，里面还有一个交通的实意。
As a symbol of welcome, but also it has the very essence of fellowship.
主在这里叫门徒看见，只有活在交通的里面，他们才能够与我有份，还能够享用主。
The Lord wants them to see only in this fellowship they could be part with me and they could enjoy the Lord.
没有与主的这个交通
Without this fellowship with the Lord
就没有在主里面的享用与从主那里的供应
There would be no enjoyment and provision in the Lord.
当然我们要来到主面前与主交通
Of course we have to come before the Lord to have fellowship with him.
我们首先我们要得洁净。
But first, we have to be cleansed.
只有在洁净的里面
Only in cleansing
我们进入交通
Could we enter into this fellowship?
然后我们在交通的里面我们进入更深的洁净
And in fellowship, could we enter into even deeper fellowship?
我们更深的享用主
To enjoy him more.
我们都知道今天我们在社会在地上的生活我们与世界接触
We know in this earthly life, in this society, we always come wrong into this world.
我们沾染了世界的污秽。
And we're defiled by the world's
filthiness. 我们要洗
净，
然后才能够进到家里面有通畅的交通。
So we need to be cleansed first, and then come into the house of the Lord, have this unhindered fellowship.
我们洗净，我们就能够提高我们属灵的悟性。
If we are cleansed, then our spiritual understanding will be lifted up.
我们才能够活出分别出来的生活。
Then we could live out this set apart life.
我想主说，你们当彼此洗脚，里面有更深属灵的意思。
I believe that when the Lord says, wash one another's feet, there is a deeper spiritual meaning to it.
爱中要互相的建立。
That is to edify each other in love.
我们看到我们弟兄有软弱。
When we see our brothers have certain weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，我们不是去责备 为了责备而责备。
Brothers and sisters, we do not reprimand them for the sake of rebuking.
有的时候我们去交通。
And sometimes when we go to fellowship with them,
是为了挽回。
It's for the sake of restoring.
我们有的时候指出他们当中身上一些的尘埃。
Sometimes even we point out some of the defects in them.
我们不是去责备来显出我们的公义。
We're not rebuking them for the sake of showing our self-righteousness.
洗脚不单单是在生活上面的动作。
Washing feet is not only an action in life.
但是主是叫我们在爱心的交通里面互相的造就彼此的赦免。
The Lord wants us to edify one another, forgive one another, in this fellowship of love in terms of washing feet.
今天我们感谢主，我们有弟兄姊妹一起的生活。
We really thank the Lord today. We have this brotherly life among us.
但是多少时候，我们一起的生活好像给我们一些的快乐啊。
But sometimes, although our living together does give us certain joy,
给我们一些的满足
certain satisfaction,
但是我们有没有真正的彼此被建立起来
But are we really being edified together?
今天我们有没有真是在爱中说诚实话
Today, do we really speak the truth in love?
你们这里这个香港人好，没有什么香港人啊。
And here in your gallery, there are not many people from Hong Kong.
广东人呢，有讲出很多的这些的话呀，就是有一点讽刺，但是也是非常的到位。
And Cantonese have so many saying, sort of sarcastic, but right to the point.
香港有一句这个俗话呢，说是我给你擦皮鞋。
In Cantonese saying, there is a way of saying that
shine your shoes.
I will polish shine your shoes.
这是什么意思呢
What does it mean?
就是有一点就是说好话，有点拍马屁的意思。
我是说
一些供奉你的话。
It's sort of a complimentary word, buttering you up.
哎，对，这翻译的很好。主在这里不是叫我们彼此擦鞋，是叫我们彼此洗脚。
Here, the Lord is not saying shining each other's shoes, but wash one another's feet.
今天我有的时候要学习在主的面前，因为我们在弟兄姊妹当中生活很久啊，我们要学习聪明一点啊。你绝对不能骂人的孩子，你夸他的孩子就一定没有问题的啊。
Now, today, being among the brethren for so long, I've learned a secret that you should never put down those people's children. You just compliment their children, and everything would go well.
弟兄姊妹，我们真正在主面前学，我不是叫你们去骂别人的孩子啊，但是我们有的时候是不是需要在爱心里面？
Brothers and sisters, I have no intention to ask you to rebuke other people's children, but in love, shouldn't we also learn to speak the truth?
不然呢，我们弟兄姊妹一起生活，好像彼此擦皮鞋。
Otherwise, even though brothers and sisters live together, at most we are shining each other's shoes.
我们没有生命里面的造就。
We do not have this building up in life.
弟兄姊妹。如果我们真是认识主在这里讲十三章洗脚的这个意义的话
Brothers and sisters, if you do understand the meaning of the Lord saying of washing each other's feet,
我实在看到这里面还有很深的意思。
I honestly see there is this deeper meaning to it all.
因为主说，如果我不洗你，就与你无份。
Because the Lord says, if I do not wash you, you have no part in me.
这里是讲到主让我们进入那个交通。
Here the Lord is saying that, go into that fellowship.
你们彼此洗脚，要彼此进入，这是生命里面的那个交通。
As you wash one another's feet, you go into the very fellowship of life.
如果你真是读约翰福音的话。
If you truly come to understand the gospel
according to John,
from chapter 13 to 17, this is actually one paragraph.
17章里面，与从17章11节跟20节到22节这一段话里面。
17:11 from and also 22:21.
你看到内是主，17章我们知道那是主对门徒的祷告，主向父为了门徒的祷告。
We know chapter 17 is the Lord's prayer to the Father for the disciples.
或者是说这是大祭司的祷告。
Or to say this is the high priest's prayer.
或者是说这是儿子为了众子的祷告。
Or to say this is the son praying for many sons.
在十七章第十一节那里告诉我。
17:11, here we read.
主说从今以后我不在世上，你们却在世上，我往你那里，就是我往，就是他在父那里去。圣父啊，求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们，叫他们合为一，像我们一样。
Now I'm no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are.
二十节
，verse 20，
说我不但为这些人祈求。也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求，使他们都合为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差我来。你所赐给我的荣耀，我也赐给他们，使他们合为一，像我们合为一。
I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word.That they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one.
17章11节是主向当时这些门徒为了他们祷告。
17:11 is a prayer the Lord made for those disciples in those times.
然后他就说圣父啊求你以你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合为一像我们就是像父子合为一一样
Holy Father keep through your name those whom you have given me that they may be one as, one as we are Holy Father and the Holy Son
17章20到22节是为了那些因着这些门徒的话而信主的人的祷告
Verse 20 to 22 is a prayer for those who have believed in the Lord through this disciple's word, which includes us.
叫他们什么？叫他们合为一。
So that we could become one.
叫他们啊，像父子合一一样。
Become one as the oneness between God the Father and the Son.
十三章一开始，主为门徒洗脚。
Chapter 13, we start with the Lord washing disciples' feet.
然后十三章继续说叫他们要在主里面彼此相爱。
And then chapter 13 continues on saying they should love one another in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，然后说你们彼此相爱，别人就认识你们是我的门徒了，对不对
？The Lord says, if you love one another, other people would recognize that you are my disciples.
弟兄姊妹，今天很多时候我们说我们要彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, so many times we say we need to love one another.
现在很多人说你们要爱呀，要爱呀。
And other people say you need to love to love.
我要什么东西你不满足我，你们就是没有爱心呐。
If I ask something from you and you do not give it to me, then you cannot have love.
在教会里面就说你们这些没有爱心呐。
So, in the church, we often hear this remark that you just preach without any love.
弟兄姊妹，主告诉我们，你们彼此相爱是为了什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, when the Lord says love one another, for what purpose?
叫人因此就知道你们是我的门徒。
So that people would know that you are my disciples.
这句话是什么？
What is this statement?
你们彼此相爱，为的是带出见证。
Loving one another in order to bring out the testimony.
叫人知道你们是我的门徒。
So that people would know you are my disciples,
对不对？
To testify of me.
弟兄姊妹，彼此相爱不是要去满足这些人的肉体。
Brothers and sisters, loving one another is not to gratify our flesh.
彼此相爱是叫我们能够带进一的里面。
Loving one another is to bring us into this oneness.
我们怎么能够太进一里面？
Now, how can we actually enter into this oneness?
首先
First,
每个人要放下你们的自己。
Everyone has to let go of his or herself.
如果我们今天这里有50个人，
Suppose that today we have 50 people here.
我们这里是50条心呢，还是一条心呢？
Do we have 50 hearts or do we have one heart?
人告诉我们，如果你们这里不是一条心，就是51条心。
People tell us if you do not have one heart, you have 51 hearts.
因为你们50个人不同心，就没有一个人跟主同心，所以是50个人里面有51条心。
Because if you 50 people are not one in heart, then you have 51 hearts because you are not one with the Lord.
同心呢？
How can we
我们怎么样能够带出主的见证呢？
How can we bring out the Lord's testimony?
我们要放下自己。
We have to let go of ourselves.
我们要彼此相爱。
We have to love one another.
我们不是你的爱的标准。
Not depending on your standard of love.
不是我的爱的标准。
Nor on my standard of love. As we all let go of ourselves.
进到主的里面。
Enter into the Lord.
进到父子的那个交通的里面。
Into the fellowship of the Father and the Son.
弟兄姊妹，当我们就看到13章主在这里对门徒的要求的时候，
Brothers and sisters, if we see the demand in chapter 13 of the Lord on the Bible, all the way through 17,
如果你没有13章的放下自己，
without this letting go of yourself,
你没有13章的彼此相爱，
without the loving one another in chapter 13,
弟兄姊妹，我们就没有条件带出在主里面的那个一。
Brothers and sisters,then we do not have the conditions by which we could bring out the oneness in the Lord.
我们找到十七章的一。
When we speak of the oneness in chapter 17,
弟兄姊妹，这里面就带着一个基本的条件，就是没有任何人的活动的余地。
In it, there is this fundamental demand that there should be no single act of man.
没有人。的意思。
No man's own feeling.
没有人的地位。
Nor man's status.
没有人的活动。
Nor man's activity.
我们是进到父与子的那个交通的里面。
We enter into the fellowship between God the Father and God the Son.
我们只有这样放下自己的时候。
Only when we let go of ourselves in such a way.
我们才真正的与主有份。
Then we have a part with the Lord.
我们真的才能够活出主的见证。
Then we could actually live out the Lord's testimony.
我们彼此相爱。
We love one another.
人就看到我们是主的见证在我们身上。
Then people could see the testimony of the Lord in us.
因为别人看到的不是你，不是我。
Because people see not you or me,
而是我们当中的那个一。
But the one among us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们真是说主叫我们看到主耶稣来了，是叫我们得生命，并且得得更丰盛。
Brothers and sisters, if we really see that the Lord came to give us life and more abundantly,
什么叫做丰盛的生命？
Then what is called an abundant life?
第五章告诉我们是结果子。
In chapter 15, we see this is a life bearing fruit.
我们连在葡萄树上。
We are connected to the vine.
我们接受父的修剪。
We receive the pruning from the Father.
我们就结果子，结果子。
Then we bear fruit and much more.
而主叫我们的果子长久。
And the Lord says our fruit will last long.
这是生命丰盛的表现。
Isn't this the very symbol of an abundant life?
基础在十三章。
But all the very foundation is in chapter 13.
多少时候我们生命不能够丰盛，我们不能够结果子。
So many times our life is not abundant, nor can we bear fruit.
是我们这个子的生命没有放下。
It's all because our self-life is not let go.
不单止不能结果子。
Not only in the matter of not bearing fruit.
更可怕的。
What's more dreadfully?
我们多少时候因着我们己，我们否认了主的名，就是卖主。
It is that so many times, we even deny our Lord to the point of betray him because we do not want to let go of
ourselves.
So we rethink the Lord that through the words in the Gospel according to John, he has reminded us that he wants to lead us into the abundance of life. In the end, he will bring us into this oneness. May the Lord help
us. 给我们有一些的光,
through this word, that he would give us this light,
叫我们真实看到我们舍己, 谦卑, 跟从主, 是多么重要, 多么关键的学习。
So we could really discern that significant critical learning, that is to deny ourselves, let go of ourselves to follow him.
让主更多的得救,
so that the Lord could be receiving more glory in us. I think I would end my sharing at this point.
王弟兄带我们祷告。
Brother Huang, would you please say a prayer for us? Lord, we thank you for giving us these words. May you often keep us through your Holy Spirit, so that these words will become brighter and brighter as the days go on. So these words will become truly an experience of life. Not only would we receive your life, but also the life more abundant, so that your will be done in your church, so that all the glory be unto you. May you commend your grace to all your churches, so that your churches will be cleansed because of your word, and more be united with you, and enter into more of the abundance of your life, so that more of the fruit can be attributed to you. May you yourself be gracious to all your children. Lord, we thank you for your presence with us tonight. Receive our prayer. By the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we really thank the Lord for his grace.
但愿主的话真是常常在我们的心里。